In Chile, families of some of the political dissidents who disappeared during the military regime of the 1970s have been receiving news about the fate of their loved ones. Over the weekend, the military turned over information about 180 of the dissidents killed after a 1973 military coup. In theory, 180 families now know when their relatives were killed and what happened to their remains. But many of the victims' families say the information is inadequate, and they suspect it may not even be truthful. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Santiago.
This church parish hall, located on a back street in Santiago, is the home of the Association of the Relatives of the Detained and Disappeared. This is the group of mainly women who fought for more than two decades to find out what happened to the husbands, sons, and daughters who disappeared in the 1970s. For the past year, President Ricardo Lagos has coaxed and cajoled the military into providing that information. And last Sunday night, relatives gathered here in the parish hall to receive the report. Eduardo Inestrosa was among them.
Hundreds of people were here to find out whether there was any news about what happened to their loved ones, and many had to leave very sad because they didn't find out anything.
Inestrosa considers himself one of the lucky few because the report included basic information about his long-missing father-in-law, Héctor Veliz Ramírez.
He was arrested on a certain date. He was executed between December 1976 and January 1977. He was thrown into a ditch at such and such coordinates, and that's it.
The military's report is not very detailed, but Inestrosa says at least he now knows where to find the body of his father-in-law, and he intends to visit the site of the mass grave as soon as he can.
It's important to physically feel the place, to try to reconstruct the moment that happened to him, because it's a way to make contact with the truth.
Inestrosa is one of the very few relatives who'll be able to find a gravesite using information from this report. The military says most of the 180 victims named were thrown into the Pacific Ocean. This comes as a great disappointment to families, a disappointment that's rapidly turning into suspicion. Association member Ana Maria Carreño says she simply doesn't believe it. That's the easiest thing to do, to say we threw them in the sea, Carreño says. That way there are no bodies and there will be less moral pressure on the military. Carreño, who has yet to find out what happened to her father, says she believes most victims are buried in mass graves and the military simply won't admit it. This opinion is growing among victims' family groups, and one prominent human rights lawyer has already declared the report a malicious fraud. Military officials have not responded to these accusations, but in private, members of the military say there hasn't been enough appreciation for how hard it was for them to participate in the government's so-called dialogue process and to turn over such self-incriminating information. Antonio Cepeda, who's just found out that her father's body was dumped into a ditch outside Santiago, says she feels no need to say thank you.
This dialogue process is a basic minimum right for any citizen of this country. It's a basic right for my father, who was once a citizen of this country, and I shouldn't have to thank them for it.
The government of President Lagos seems to agree with Cepeda. In the past 48 hours, the president has asked the Supreme Court to name judges to investigate the military's report and, if possible, identify and prosecute the guilty parties. Lagos also says he expects the military to hand over more information, but for now, the military's commanders say they believe the dialogue process has run its course. Martin Costi, NPR News, Santiago.